the border crisis. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. As the surge in migrant crossings continue to overwhelm Border Patrol, President Biden's making his first official visit to the U.S. southern border with a stop in El Paso, Texas, Sunday. This trip is drawing strong reactions. Here's National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd giving his take on Fox News Live.
First, we have to understand that he's 2 years too late. The party already started, and he's coming in after we've already seen too many of our United States citizens die of fentanyl overdose. We've already seen too many criminals make it into the United States that have evaded apprehension. We have already seen complete and total chaos on our border.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration recently outlined plans geared toward expanding enforcement at the U.S. border. California Republicans elected Kevin McCarthy House Speaker after 15 rounds of voting. On Fox's Cavuto Live, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw discusses the dynamic with the GOP members who initially withheld their support for McCarthy.
You know, this rules package that we've agreed on, these processes that we've agreed on, these are very, very agreeable things. They will make it more difficult, but that's what we want.
Another round of storms expected to wreak havoc on parts of California. A bomb cyclone this past week causing deadly flooding. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest forecast.
More rounds and rounds of wet weather for an area where the ground is absolutely already saturated. We continue to see the busiest part of the country in the weather world is Northern California. It's going to happen several times in the next couple of days. Ground is soggy. That means all of that water is going to be left standing. Flooding, mudslides can continue to be a concern, and wind is going to be an issue also.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say a 12-year-old girl is in custody after allegedly stabbing her 9-year-old brother to death. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Investigators continuing their search of the off-campus home where four University of Idaho students were fatally stabbed in November. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more from Moscow, Idaho.
Investigators continue to build their case against 28-year-old Brian Koberger. As part of that effort, they are continuing to remove physical evidence from the home where the four victims were also brutally murdered. Among the items our cameras caught them removing from that house were mattresses. They were wrapped in thick black plastic, but underneath that plastic, we could just make out on one of them at least large dark stains. Meantime, having talked to law enforcement and a lot of forensics experts, there appears to be a growing feeling that of the four victims, either Casey Gonsalves or Madison Mogan may have been the chief target.
Brian Koberger is scheduled in court for a status hearing on Thursday. The suspect in a holdup in Houston ends up dead. Fox's Jane Fergus has more.
Police say a man who robbed people inside a Houston restaurant was shot and killed by a customer. The suspect reportedly came in wearing a ski mask and gloves, pointed a gun, and demanded money from the patrons. According to Houston police, one customer took out his own firearm and shot the robber several times, then gave the stolen money back to the victims. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators are hoping to speak to the shooter and the other customers who all left the restaurant right after the incident.
Allies of the British royal family pushing back against Prince Harry's claims in his new memoir, Spare, which is set to be released on Tuesday. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.